something that a family would want. But I am interested in the whole restorative justice. I believe in it. I believe that that process is better than the process we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a community could benefit more from a restorative justice perspective.
Mm-hmm. And did you write a letter of apology to the family and send it to Albany?
Yes.
My name is Rip Van Wagner from the lovely village of Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC, ACRA, Catskill and More, 90.7 FM.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What's the situation, Captain?
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance@gmail.com or info@wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm Radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
ACRA, Hudson, Catskill.
Thank you.
no day. Room 212. The hall. Room 214. You are here. Second floor. For your safety, please note where exits are located.
Second line.
the great book of modern warplanes. Portland House, New York. Introduction. This book tells the story of many of the most important combat aircraft flying today. Each story is told in considerable depth and was written in close collaboration with the manufacturer of the aircraft concerned. The quality of the results is obvious from the fact that some of the chapters of this book are used by the relevant manufacturer as the official, all-embracing description purchased from the publisher in order to be given to anyone from a five-star general to a potential foreign customer. This volume, therefore, contains a unique record of advanced Western technology. Certainly the Western allies can be grateful for the brilliant engineering carried out with perfect accuracy while at high pressure by the prime contractors of these aircraft and by the design and development teams in the hundreds of suppliers involved in each program. Most of these teams have been American, some British, and a few have worked in other countries. No nation has a corner in advanced technology, though in the most far-out fields of activity, often called the leading-edge technologies, some countries have massive expertise of a kind that others find difficult to rival. Nothing promotes this kind of world leadership quite so well as major programs to build new combat aircraft. Looked at from another angle, no program to develop a new combat aircraft can succeed without vast armies of engineers, highly qualified and experienced in the extremely challenging and specialized fields of advanced technology, which determine the design of every part of the aircraft, both hardware and software. At least 98% of the world's countries could not even contemplate creating a modern combat aircraft. On the basis of the recent track record, the United States appears to be way out in front because it consistently creates new combat aircraft in a total elapsed time of under 5 years, measured from start of design to combat service. Project Manager Ray Bonds. Copyright 1987 by Salamander Books Limited. This 1987 edition, published by Portland House, distributed by Crown Publishers, Inc., 225 Park Avenue South, New York, New York. Printed and bound in Belgium. Editors Bernard Fitzsimmons, Philip de St. Croix, Ray Bonds, Tony Hall. Typically, the first aircraft have reached squadrons 2 years from first flight. In Western Europe, France has occasionally attempted to emulate this performance, while Sweden and Israel are also attempting to create new fighters, though with massive help from offshore, and to timescales which by United States standards are protracted. Other European nations have worked in collaboration on such programs, the biggest example being the Tornado, but if anything, this method of development has probably made the project take longer. The one country every defense analyst in the West watches most keenly is, of course, the Soviet Union. Nobody has ever doubted the ability of the Soviets to create tough and serviceable hardware that can be relied upon in the harshest environments. But in comparison with United States equipment in the same class, the Soviet warplanes have often appeared, on paper at least, to be rather unimpressive. In recent years, the Soviet designers have clearly striven hard to close what is often, and perhaps slightly optimistically, referred to in the West as the technology gap. Some of the latest Soviet warplanes appear to be excellent designs with formidable capability, but they appear to share certain traits which really do give the Western analyst some cause for guarded relief. One of these traits is that almost every one of the latest Soviet combat aircraft appears to have been very strongly influenced by a much earlier United States design. Another is that by comparison with United States aircraft, the Soviet warplanes have taken much longer to develop. 6 years from issue of the official requirement to the first flight appears to be common, followed by a further 6 years to operational service. In 12 years, the whole situation is likely to have changed, so that the new warplane may be admirably designed to win types of combat that will never take place. Thus, though the Russians are certainly not to be regarded as technological simpletons, they are not geniuses either. We must never forget, however, that the Soviet Union's history of aircraft design is a long and proud one, renowned for its innovation and willingness to thrust ahead into the unknown. It is very interesting that the apparent very strong influence of United States combat aircraft designs on the latest Soviet types is almost unprecedented. One wonders if the Soviet planners have for the first time tried to cut down on both elapsed time and on risk by using American aircraft as a starting point. Or can it be merely that attempts to solve similar design problems inevitably lead to similar conclusions?
Get back here. Sandy.
Jack, I don't want to do this.
What makes you so special? Oi!
She said no!
We all have to start somewhere. Sandy, don't be a damned fool!
Along. So maybe I'll
leaving, guys.
Thank you.
to keep. Every day starting up a balance beam. Still you're steady with me, always carrying the melody. Smiling all the while the pain chips off all my ball of prayer beads. Thank you.
This has been a transmission of There There. I'm Alana, your host, and this is WGXC Radio for Open Ears. You can tune in on the fourth Sunday of every month for a new adventure. Peace.
learn, you can always go downtown. When you get bubbles on the noise and the hurries into hell by now. Downtown, listen to the rhythm of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon lights are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. You'll find a place for sure downtown. Everyone's waiting for you. Don't sit around and let your problems around you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you'll find some little place to go to where they never close. Downtown. Listen to the rhythm of the gentle bossing over. You'll be dancing to it long before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown. When all the lights are bright downtown, waiting for you tonight downtown. You're gonna be alright now. Help and understand you. Someone who is just like you and needs a helping hand to guide them along. The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles.